President Mahama has condemned people who describe the country as a bad case. He said the situation where commentary on corruption is skewed towards government is unfortunate. He spoke on the issue of soul sourcing and the current Ford Expedition saga in which he has been allegedly implicated.
If Brazil gives you money or China gives you money, they won't expect that you take their money and give the contract to a Brazilian contractor. And so there are some circumstances where soul sourcing is allowed under the law. But then I have given a directive, and that directive is being implemented, that every soul sourcing contract must be subjected to value for money. And so that's what we're doing. And so we give it to Crown agents. Crown agents will go through it and determine that we're getting value for money. But this anecdotal shouting about corruption, as if corruption has exploded under a particular government because we want to gain political traction, is not on. If you look at the corruption perception index, which is the standard measure for corruption in the whole international community, Ghana has continued to make progress every year because they don't look only at the perception. Of course, perception of corruption is high in Ghana because we have a liberal media, a more independent media than other countries. In other countries, they can't even talk about it. In Ghana, some beza in some secondary school goes and misappropriates money, and it's banner headlines. We'll discuss it the whole day, and the president will be blamed for it, that some beza stole 1,000 Ghana cedis. Then for political gain, we add everything. Of course, some is stealing. Some people steal money, and it's there, and the Auditor General recommends that they be dealt with or sanctioned. But in a lot of cases, the money is not lost. They didn't follow the procedure. So the Auditor General says, you didn't follow the procedure in the procurement of 100,000 worth of this. And then we lump all those figures together and say 1.3 billion missing from Ghana's coffers. And so we need to put a lot of things in perspective. And the fight against corruption is for all of us. Recently, there's the issue of the Ford Expedition. I've never been under the illusion that that vehicle was a gift to the state. And it's never been used for my personal comfort. In any case, I don't use Ford. I don't like American cars. But it's a matter for the Commission on Human Rights. Again, there's a petition there. We'll appropriately respond to it.